Today's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Christian Dellis, Senior Export Specialist with the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, a department of the USDA. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Several years ago, the cotton industry approached us because we had the phytosanitary certificate issuance and tracking, or PSIT, system, and it was fairly new and people were just starting to use it. The cotton industry approached us because they were, frankly, spending so much money and administrative costs for moving documents from place to place, because the phytos ended up being printed on original paper and they would have to courier them back and forth. So they approached us to see if there was anything we could do within PSIT to help alleviate that burden.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
What we've done is we've created a special role within the PSIT system, which we grant to certain companies. Those companies use PSIT just like everyone else. They apply for a document. Our people review all the application and all the associated inspection results. And then instead of us having to print the document, we have, based on that special role, we allow the company to print the document. All the courier stuff is gone. One of the companies has told us that in the first 6 months that they were using it, they saved about $10,000 in courier fees, transportation costs, and such.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We do have still a few countries that are not accepting it. We've reached out to those countries numerous times. We're continuing to reach out to them, and hopefully they'll change their stance. We've expanded the use of it beyond Memphis now. There's also some cotton companies that are using it in the Dallas area. And one thing that's good about it is that the system was designed in such a way that it can be expanded to other commodities as well.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The other big thing that I think is on the near horizon is that we are working to where we would be able to send the phytosanitary certificates completely electronically directly to the foreign governments. Hopefully that'll help more with some held shipment and delays.